Deep Penetrator, U.S. strikes Iranian missile sites threatening oil ships in Strait of Hormuz with bunker busters. By Oliver J.J. Lane on March 18, 2026. The United States has used a new bunker buster deep penetration bomb for the first time, it said, announcing a strike against Iranian missile sites that threaten international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, stated overnight that strikes against hardened Iranian missile sites had successfully employed multiple 5,000-pound deep penetrator munitions. It was separately confirmed these were GBU-72s, a modernized guided bomb designed to penetrate through several yards of reinforced concrete before exploding, to take out hardened bunkers and shelters. Exactly how deep underground the new bomb can be effective has never been made public by the United States. Military aviation special interest publication The Aviationist states the attack overnight is the first time this new munition is known to have been used in combat. CENTCOM said the strikes were along Iran's coastline near the Strait of Hormuz and the Iranian missiles stationed in this area posed a risk to international shipping in the strait. Being able to theoretically shut the Straits of Hormuz on command and without reasonable hope of being challenged, choking an important global route for crude oil, has long been one of Iran's key areas of leverage. There are several layers to the weapons Iran can bring to bear to close the strait. And anti-ship missiles, HMS, are a potent part of this mix. Typically carried on mobile launchers which theoretically add a level of security to Iran's network by being able to rapidly disperse and constantly move the arsenal. Iran's HMS are a mix of indigenous and Chinese designs and in both cases often trace their origins to Cold War-era Russian designs. Because the straits are so narrow and well-hidden, launchers can strike at passing ships with so little warning. Taking out the launchers is an essential step for the United States keeping Hormuz open to international traffic. Other parts of Iran's mix of capabilities to deny the straits were its conventional Navy and Air Force, both already close to completely destroyed by the U.S. and Israel, its Mosquito fleet of small suicide boats both manned and unmanned, and sea mines. The risk of Iran mining the waters has become a major flashpoint between the British and American governments, given for decades mine hunting in the Gulf was a key British contribution to global maritime security. Yet Britain's final minesweepers left the Gulf after decades of continuous deployment and work just weeks ago, and the left-wing government of Sir Keir Starmer has absolutely refused to send them back, at least until a ceasefire has been agreed in the region. President Trump evidently feels extremely let down by Starmer's insult, given how clearly the refusal contrasts with the UK's position as America's premier ally and partner in minesweeping in particular.